You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Want a smart puppy? It's all in the bag. Ask any puppy parent and they'll tell you that their puppy is the smartest one in the world. But what makes a smart puppy? Is it nature or nurture? Research has shown that the human babies benefit from having certain essential fatty acids added to their formulas, but is the same true for puppies? My guest is Dr. Amy Dickey. We'll explore how nutrition can affect not only your pup, the way that it learns, but also the way that it remembers. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Dr. Dickey, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So nutrition. We see all these puppy foods out on the market, and it just sounds like, you know, it's the best thing. But for years, people never had puppy foods. You know, they just fed what was ever on the table. Is it really important to start your pup off with a special kind of food?
It certainly is. And probably one of the more important things is actually focusing on nutrition and puppy trainability. There's been a recent study that has shown that different levels of DHA in a puppy product can actually affect the trainability of that puppy.
Now, DHA, that sounds like what's in my granddaughter's baby formula.
You are so correct. You're absolutely correct. DHA is an omega-3 fatty acid, and the actual name of it is a docosahexaenoic acid.
And oh, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, it is a mouthful, and even I stumble occasionally on that one. But again, it is an omega-3 fatty acids, and there's been quite a bit of information out there about omega-3 fatty acids, both in humans and adults.
How does it work in adults? What would it be used for in adults? I think, you know, for babies and for puppies with their little growing brains, but with an adult, your brain has stopped growing.
Well, as far as if we look at some of the human literature, there's just overwhelming evidence of the benefits of DHA in babies, especially in what we call cognitive and visual function. And there's also been some suggestion that it can regulate, like, attention or actually control behavior in young children and also infants. As far as in adults, they're just, and I'm talking about adult humans, and is that they're just now starting to get some information on it, on meaning omega-3 DHA having some influence on perhaps adult depression, stress disorders, and also Alzheimer's disease. Looks like there's a number of applications for DHA, especially with the brain.
With us baby boomers and then having these economic times, I think we should all be stocking up on DHA in our diets. What are some sources of DHA?
Yeah, that's a good question. DHA is found in many fish products. And so any type of fish products, fish oil, fish meal, especially going back to puppy products, if you want to see if there is a source of DHA in a puppy product, you'll look in the ingredient panel and you'll be looking for fish sources, but most likely you'll be looking for an ingredient that is saying fish meal or fish oil.
Now, some people will look at the words meal, like they see meal as a byproduct. A meal product is still a good quality. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In general terms, meal means that there is a grinding up of the tissues of that particular, so in this instance, fish. So a grinding up of the tissues of the fish. When you grind up all those tissues, you actually get all of the important nutrients, usually vitamins, minerals, proteins, and fats that may be stored in all different parts of the body of the fish. So you're actually, it's a positive when you're having a fish meal because you're deriving probably a greater range and benefit from some of the minerals and vitamins.
So am I going to have to tell my mom that she was correct? Because when I was a little kid, she used to give me cod liver oil and I hated it.
She's probably doing you a favor.
Oh, okay. I'll tell mom that she was correct. Now, it sounds like this DHA is a marvelous thing. Are there any adverse side effects from having it supplemented?
No, we haven't found any. It's a very commonly used product, as we talked, meaning DHA is available in many fish and fish products, and fish and fish products are consumed throughout both human foods and pet foods. And so there's no real concerns associated with it at this time.
You had mentioned earlier on that DHA was important for the development of cognitive function and for vision. Do they have an idea of how this truly works in the brain and in the eyes?
Well, if we look at the healthy brain, there's about 60% of the brain that is actually fat. So the majority of our brains and puppies' brains are fat. And 30% of that fat is the DHA. So that's pretty extraordinary when you are taking a look at something comprising a major part of our body, and that be fat, and then the majority of that be DHA. DHA is also a major structural component of the retina of the eye, and the retina, of course, is one of the major components of the eye. So that's how DHA plays into being so important in both the development of the brain and of the eye. When we look at puppies, you know, puppies have acquired about 70% of their adult brain by 6 weeks of age. And by 12 weeks of age, they have about 90% of their brain. And their brain, just as I said, depends upon that DHA for proper development.
The DHA for the puppy, is it coming just through the food? Since there's such a quick growth of their little brains and their bodies in general, is this something that we need to supplement the bitch while she's pregnant, so making sure there's enough DHA available for the puppies?
Yeah, that's a good question. And certainly when the puppies are in utero, they are receiving DHA through the placenta. And, of course, the placenta is the membrane that nourishes the puppies while they're within the mother's womb. And then the mother will also pass DHA out through her milk. So milk consumption is very important to these puppies. These puppies use milk as their sole source of food through those beginning weeks after they've been born. But by 3 to 4 weeks of age, the mother and the puppy is starting to say, hey, let's get weaned. Let's start looking at some other food. And so by 3 or 4 weeks of age, puppies are starting to intake some solid food. And so certainly you would want the food at that point to be or to have a higher level of DHA so that they can also benefit during that time frame. Because remember what I said. I said that 70% of the adult brain mass is present in the puppy by 6 weeks of age. So we still have quite a bit to work with during this time frame where the puppy would be intaking solid food containing the DHA, the higher levels of DHA.
So we have a puppy with 70% of its little brain there, and we're now going to wean it off of mom because mom is saying, you're getting your milk teeth, honey. You're really starting to bother me. Thank you very much. Go chew on something else like your little litter mates.
How does
a person go about finding a good quality food? You'd mentioned having fish meal in there. What else should they look for?
Okay. When you're looking for a puppy formula, there are a number of different things. First and foremost, you need to look at your puppy and know or say, hey, what is the adult weight of my puppy going to be? Because nutrition is kind of based upon the weight that puppy will reach in adulthood. And we've kind of divided that up into small, medium, and large breed puppies. Small breed puppies have actual different nutritional needs than what a large breed puppy would have. And so you need to first understand that about your puppy. Now, as far as the DHA and going to a shelf and looking at looking for a product, and the majority of times you will want to look at a premium product on the shelf. Pretty premium products are designed to bring the utmost in nutrition to the puppy. They will have special ingredients in it that will help that puppy achieve the most that it can. And of course, DHA is one of those special ingredients. All puppy foods don't have to have fish meal or fish oil in it. That is a decision by a premium-based food to bring that into the diet in order to supplement that puppy and that puppy's brain development. So in looking at that ingredient panel, of course, we said, let's look for fish sources. Let's look for fish meal. Let's look for fish oil. But another thing to look for, and equally important, is go to that guaranteed analysis. And if in the guaranteed analysis, of course, the guaranteed analysis is what is being guaranteed in that product all the way through the shelf life of that product. So it says, hey, there will not be less of this particular ingredient in this product at the time the shelf life comes to an end. So look in that guaranteed analysis. That's where you'll see like the protein, the fat, the moisture, and the fiber. You will also want to look and see that DHA or docosahexaenoic acid is also being guaranteed in there. That means that manufacturer says, I am going to guarantee that you have that DHA in this product for your puppy's best development.
Dr. Dickey, I remember going through veterinary school, and when we studied nutrition, they said that, okay, you look at the guaranteed analysis on the package, and it says it has so much protein, so much fat in it, etc., but you could take an old leather shoe and crankcase oil and some sand and grind it all up and have it analyzed, and it could meet these same requirements. So how does somebody know that this is a good premium food? And oh, by the way, premium costs more, and these are some tough economic times. Can't I just feed the cheaper stuff and get away with it because it says it's all in there?
Yeah, I understand these are tough economic times, and point blank to that particular statement is that when you're feeding a premium food, part of a premium food means that it is highly digestible. And highly digestible means that when that animal intakes that product, the nutrients that are in there are highly available for absorption and use by the body. So the nutrition that's going in is being utilized and will not be excreted outwardly in the stool. So one of the key things as far as a premium product is not necessarily what you can read on the bag. It's what you see out in your yard. Is your dog creating large volumes of stool or multiple stools? That could indicate in many cases that this dog may be intaking things that are not highly digestible or available to that animal. So not always is everything there on the bag to understand that it's a premium product. So let's take a look at the stool volume. Another thing that can also show up as far as an animal that is eating premium food is their skin and coat health. When we look at the hair coat on the dog, 95% of that hair is protein, 95%. And 30% of the protein that the dog is intaking is going directly to that hair coat trying to support it. So if outwardly the dog's hair coat is not looking as good as it should, well, perhaps the protein amount or the protein quality in the food that the dog is eating may not be as high quality as what we would like. So many times a premium food is premium because of the proof that you see in your dog and or your cat. So we can look at skin and coat. We can look at the stool, stool volume, stool consistency, stool quality. We can look at the teeth. Many of these premium products will actually have some form of dental benefit that will help reduce the amount of tartar buildup in the mouth or on the teeth. So it is difficult. I will grant that it is difficult sometimes when you're looking at a package to identify a premium food from a non-premium food. Another thing about premium foods is that they will generally have specialized ingredients in them. Specialized ingredients, actually, you know, they cost money. They cost a lot of money. So when you have them included in a diet, it is beneficial to the owner and, of course, to the pet, because if they're not in there and you should buy a non-premium food and decide to supplement those special ingredients, your cost is actually going to be more than what the premium diet would be.
We've been talking with Dr. Amy Dickey of IAMS Pet Care and talking about pups and poop. I think any pet owner would find a major premium to having whatever can keep that amount of stool under control, because getting a dog house trained can really stretch those human-animal bonds. We'll take a break. We'll be right back talking about how to train that puppy, how to choose the puppy. Maybe this is something that we can actually send to a President Obama, as he's still trying to figure out what's the best dog for those two girls of his. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly. right after these messages. Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Dr. Dickey, thank you so much for chatting with us today. So it really sounds as though you get what you pay for. If you're getting that big bag of dog kibble and it's only $2.95 for a 40-pound bag, that's probably not a premium food. You'd also mentioned that there was a difference between the needs of a small dog and a large dog puppy. What are some of these differences? And it seems like it was just kind of a marketing ploy that, oh, you have this large breed puppy food. What's in it? What makes it different?
No, there definitely are differences between small and medium and large breed puppies. The small breed puppy, if we take a look at them, most of the time, you know, they're maturing much quicker than what a large breed puppy would be. They also tend to utilize more energy. And so if we look at a small breed puppy formula, it will generally have higher fat and higher protein values in it. A large breed puppy formula will have more controlled fat and protein values. We want to control the growth on that large breed puppy. Those puppies are putting on a tremendous amount of weight and bone in a relatively short period of time compared to a small breed puppy. Another valuable ingredient to have in a large breed puppy formula would be like the chondroprotectives, which is like glucosamine and chondroitin. Those are ingredients that can help with that developing joint.
Well, you've talked about choosing the right puppy food. How do we go about choosing the right puppy? You know, there are so many different breeds, and now we have these designer dogs, so they have the Puggles, and they have, you know, the Labradoodles. How do you find the dog? How do you choose it?
Yeah, I think that probably could be a fairly difficult task, but gosh, it's a fun task because it's so exciting to think about getting a new puppy. I'd say first and foremost, you need to do your homework. And homework means take a look at the breeds out there. Go to a library. Do some investigation on what those breeds are known for. What are some of their features? And make sure it kind of matches up with what you want and what your home life is like. So if you're living in an apartment, it may not be good to get a dog that's very active or very rambunctious, that needs a lot of exercise. If you're not really into grooming, you may not want to have a dog that's going to end up with long hair. And so those are things that you really should take time to sit down and say, this is what I would like. I want a companion who can go out running with me, or I want somebody who can sit on the couch and just enjoy hugs and kisses all day long. And it doesn't always have to be a purebred dog. There are thousands of dogs out there in shelters that are also waiting for a home and can be the perfect match for you.
I know I had the opportunity to chat with you in Long Beach, California, the early part of December of 2008, at the Yuganupa Dog Championships. And what is so much fun about going to that particular show is that so many of these different AKC registered breeds or recognized breeds were there with their aficionados, those people who just live and breathe a particular breed. And you could go around and go, oh, I've never seen one of those before. And they can tell you about the breed and they can tell you about their behaviors and their activity level. So that is such a great way on some of these larger dog shows to go, because you may just see that Jack Russell Terrier on TV and going, oh, what a good dog. It's really cute. It's small. It sits on the couch, until you find out that many people that own them call them Jack Russell Terrorist because they just have so much energy. So dog shows are a great way for people to know what they're getting into. And even though these people, it's their breed, they will be very upfront with what you're getting into, what you can see. I want to back up about half an hour ago when we've been talking about DHA for dogs. How about DHA for cats?
Okay, I am sure DHA will be beneficial to cats. They are a mammal and their brain development is very similar to puppies. At this point, we have not done a study in cats. They're a little bit more difficult to assess as far as trainability. I don't know whether you've ever tried to train a cat, but they can be, not that they can't be trained, but that they're just a little bit more difficult. I'm sure you've heard of trying to herd a group of cats is quite a chore. Well, assessing trainability of a cat can get to be a chore. But yes, DHA should be beneficial in cats also.
So we know that they're intelligent in their own way and they train us very well. But yes, you're exactly right. I've again, at the Yuganupa Dog Show, had the pleasure of watching these athletes doing the agility course. And then last December, I was in New York at the IMS Cat Fancy Association IMS Cat Championships, and they also had agility courses for the kitties. And that was just a whole different animal. So, yes, it was fun to watch, but definitely was not that high speed that the dogs were doing. We've had the pleasure talking today with Dr. Amy Dickey. She's with IMS Pet Care. Dr. Dickey, if people had questions about what's the right pet food to choose for their pet or had just general animal questions, where should they go?
There's a couple of different places they can go. They can go to IMS.com or www.yuganupa.com. Those are both sites associated with P&G Pet Care.
Well, I know that they're very good sites because I've had a chance to go through them myself. Good information that's on there. You can also get coupons, correct me if I'm wrong, for some of these premium foods that IMS and Yuganupa make. So that always makes it more cost effective.
Correct. It sure does. You could always call IMS Consumer Relations also, and that's at 800-535-8387.
Great information. We'll have that on our website in case you missed it and you're jogging along and you didn't have a chance to write it down. Well, we've been talking with Dr. Amy Dickey from IMS Pet Care, and she's helped me just reinforce what this goal has always been for the show: to educate, to entertain, and to motivate you to be the best pet owner that you can be. Please tune in next week when we'll have more information to hopefully go, wow, I didn't know that. So have a great week. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.